Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Yes, the show that I always talk about. Well, now I'm just talking about that show. This episode was recorded with Adam Friedland on Monday, October 29th, in Washington, D.C., the day of Hurricane Sandy. So it's a very it's a thing we wanted to do. I wanted to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race and hopefully expose some more people to it. This is not a joke. This is sincere. I'm a big fan of the show, and I want you to be a big fan of the show. So here's an introduction to the show. Adam had never seen the show prior to this episode we recorded, so he kindly watched the show, and I think he is now a fan, and hopefully we can make more fans. I'm not getting paid by Logo. This is not an endorsement from Logo. I'm just a fan. So get used to it, I guess. I don't know. Thanks again for dialing. We're going to have a few more episodes than we normally do this week due to the hurricane. There's not much else to do. So thanks for downloading. If you want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, you can click on the link that's in the podcast description and kind of play along. We're rooting for Latrice Royale at this point. So go Latrice. Thank you so much for downloading. And here is the show. We're going to talk about season 4 of Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. Or I think it's season 4. Whatever. It's Drag Race All-Stars, and I'm with Adam Friedland.
Hey, now.
There you go. And Adam is on the live show all the time in D.C. and some of the other East Coast ones. What's your role on the show? Like, how would you describe it?
Wild card.
Wild card, Adam Friedland. Recently, you've been... Never mind, this is stupid. Let's go to the actual show. I wanted to talk
You should talk about what's going on right now.
What do you mean? Let's go. Oh, yeah, it's Hurricane Sandy.
It's Hurricane Sandy, and we're podcasting away.
We're podcasting away. Because today is Monday. Monday, October 29th, and it will be the premiere of episode 2 of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. And if you've never seen the show, it's completely understandable why. It's on a Fringe network. It's on Logo. Most people don't have Logo. But you could watch it online, and that's what I do. I watch it every Tuesday. It's like, it's perfect. It's my favorite reality television show.
What is Logo? Is it
Logo
a women's network?
Logo is a gay and lesbian network, yeah.
Oh, it's a gay network.
Well, yeah.
I didn't even know that it existed.
Yeah, it exists. Oh. And this is their flagship
It really
show.
Does get better.
It does get better. Logo does make things get better. Yeah. Adam's funnier than me, and that's why he's on the show. I've been talking about Drag Race on the podcast for about 2 years, and most people have no idea what I'm talking about.
Is it an acronym, Logo?
Like, I don't know.
Lesbian O, gay O?
I don't think so. Right. I don't think it's an acronym.
Whatever.
It might
okay.
be.
Just continue.
Anyways, it's Drag Race is a show hosted by RuPaul. She's the executive producer. Her production company puts it on. It's amazing.
And she's really impressive.
She is amazing, and he is amazing, too. RuPaul in suits... A handsome man.
Is his name Paul?
No. Why do I'm RuPaul
what
Charles.
Is his name?
Oh, fuck. Now I feel so dumb right now. I can't look this up either.
Cause whatever.
Anyways, this is going to bother me.
I can look it up.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
It's RuPaul has 2 autobiographies as well. Anyways, I wanted to talk about Drag Race, and I wanted to try to expose other people to Drag Race. Not RuPaul. That's a country or something else. RuPaul.
It's an area of the Punjab,
yeah.
Pakistan.
RuPaul. Like Ru and Paul.
That's why I thought his name was Paul.
No, I don't think it is. It's something Charles. Charles is the last name.
RuPaul Charles.
RuPaul
Andre. Charles.
Andre Charles, apparently. Okay, anyways. I have to stop saying okay anyways.
Yeah,
it loses
well,
all meaning.
He's very handsome.
Yes.
In both genders.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But, and he's just also very, like, he's a great host. He's a great
amazing.
Host of
well,
the show.
RuPaul had his own talk show.
Did he?
On VH1 for a lot of years. So he knows what she's doing.
I'm not very familiar with her career. I know that she did the song...
Supermodel?
Work It, Cover Girl.
That's amazing.
That's her. That's pretty sick. And that's really all I know about her.
She was called the like Queen of New York in 1990 or 1989 or something like that.
Yeah.
She's incredibly talented. She's breaking down barriers, etc. But more importantly, she's a great entertainer. She
yeah.
knows how to make a good quality product. And that's why I'm trying to expose people to this wonderful, wonderful television show. You've never seen the show before.
No, I hadn't seen it until you sent me the first episode.
And now you've seen it.
Yeah.
What are your initial opinions on the show?
I think that it's pretty entertaining. And, mm-hmm. like, it kind of inhabits this typical reality television format.
Uh-huh.
But I think that it's a lot sweeter and more earnest, maybe. It doesn't seem as like as much of like I need to take a bath or like a shower afterwards.
It's not like Jersey Shore. It's not like Honey Boo Boo. It's not sad in any way.
The bar isn't being dropped. I think that it's like
it's being risen. In fact,
it's positive. It's positive, and I think that like if you know there are kids there that are like struggling with gender or whatever, mm-hmm. and like they're you know clearly bullying and stuff has been an issue. In the public, cyberbullying. And as a cyberbully, like, I really hope that people are going and seeing the show. Kind of.
Because as a cyberbully, you want them to understand.
So, yeah, I'm just kidding.
I get it. So, quick, would you watch it again?
Yeah. Well, I watched the first episode of season 2 with Joyce yesterday.
Did you really? You're getting into it. By the way, good call. Season 1 is not as good as the following seasons.
It was just random. It's great.
We're
waiting for Sunday Night Football to start.
I understand completely.
And it was my girlfriend.
What's your team? Your football team?
The Oakland Raiders.
Oh, yeah. the Oakland Raiders, eh?
Yeah, I like them. They have a working class following. They're sort of into costumes, too.
They're very bad at football.
Traditionally very bad. Highly penalized.
Yes.
They have no discipline. Yeah,
a lot of
the rap sheet and arrest record on like the Raiders historically
These are the people cyberbullying the drag queens on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I don't think
Probably.
We can say that. Maybe.
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 There's a high likelihood.
Society is cyberbullying these drag queens. I mean, like, I understand the politics of it.
What are the politics behind it?
The politics of gender is when I was born, I was seen as by everyone in the hospital as a straight male. When in reality, gender and sexuality are more social constructs,
mm-hmm.
and they're defined by a society. And kind of what drag does is it says that gender is performance, right?
I feel like you're giving you're doing a lecture in drag or in women's studies like 200 level class right now.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't take any women's studies in college.
And for the listeners of the show, I did. I have a major in this.
There you go.
And that's why this show is
so now. Do you feel like Good Will Hunting? Like I am like the Good Will Hunting.
You are my Matt Damon, and I'm the apples.
Like you paid all. Yeah, you're. How about them apples?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm
you
that
paid
guy.
All that money
I'm
to
that
Harvard.
Guy with the weird blonde hair at Harvard right now. That's exactly what's going on. Okay, so I know. So let's run through the list, and I just want to hear your opinions on these drag queens.
Okay,
by the way,
I might not.
If
like,
you
remember
don't remember
all
them,
all
that's
yeah.
totally fine. Yeah. That means that they didn't leave a mark.
Yeah, that's
and that
true.
Means he probably won't win the show.
Okay, yeah, I might want to pull up.
You actually just pull up, most of these women have their own Wikipedia page. Really quickly, when we say women, when we say men, we're throwing these pronouns and nouns around because it doesn't really matter. They're sort of fluid.
Yeah, they're fluid. But like when they are dressed in drag, you're supposed to say she, right, or her?
Yes,
because they are encompassing.
Yes,
femininity.
Now that's why. That's a good point. And the first challenge of this season was the first one of three challenges was them without their drag on in drag.
Half
if that
drag.
Makes sense,
yeah.
which also plays with constructs of drag and identity. And this is a wonderful, wonderful show.
Yeah.
So let's go through the list. Let's go with Alexis Mateo. Do you remember who Alexis Mateo is?
She's from Florida. Not
she's
really.
From Puerto Rico.
Yeah, she's from Puerto Rico. Yeah, I mean, like, she was. There were, like, two Latin girls.
And they teamed up, Yara Sofia.
Yara
Sofia is awesome. Yara Sofia is a lot more fun. Alexis Mateo's okay, to me. I don't think she's going to win.
Yeah, she doesn't look like a winner to me.
Oh, she's
she's fodder. She's
okay.
Mid-round fodder.
She's nice. You find out in her season, not All-Stars, you find out in season 3 her backstory. It's kind of endearing, you know? You kind of root for her. Let's keep going. Chad Michaels. Do you remember who Chad Michaels is?
Chad Michaels is like a blonde chick, right?
Chad Michaels is Cher. When Chad Michaels was introduced this season, they played the clip from...
Yes,
okay. Now
that's pretty, I mean, like classic.
Chad Michaels is considered a classic queen. One of the older queens. She's 40.
What is, like, do you know about, like, the movement? I'm interested in, like, the movements of drag queens.
They talk about this. I'm a novice on this. I've seen... 3 of the seasons, apparently this is season 5, but I've seen seasons 2 through 4, all the episodes, a lot of clips in season 1,
yeah.
Did the classes. There are classic drag queens. When she does Cher, that's classic drag queen.
That's pretty classic.
That's pretty classic.
And they're like standards, right? So drag is a lot about lip syncing, right?
That's a part of it, yes.
And so there are standards within that that they perform, that they all learn how to perform.
Kind of, but you could play around with that construct too.
Sure.
You don't have to actually sing along to All the Worlds. For example, when Sharon Needles does Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson, she doesn't say all the words. And also that's...
So this was like a punk one?
Sharon Needles is more of your goth punk. She's from Pittsburgh. She won season 4. She's my favorite queen.
She's your favorite
of all
of the whole show.
Of the whole show.
But she's not on All Stars because she won?
Because she won, exactly.
So these are all runners.
These are all runners, or not even runners up. For example, Mimi on First, who we'll talk about later, was kicked off really quickly. So these are usually fan favorites or people that got a lot of buzz about them. Yeah. RuPaul has a spin-off show called Drag You.
Whoa.
And that's where they take not drag queens and make them into queens.
Oh, people that are interested in it.
People that are interested in it, but it's not necessarily... a different gender. For example, one of the episodes is RuPaul and her real life sisters who are born females, and they just glammed them up.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of these queens appear on her other shows. So okay. They're not new to the reality show like RuPaul world. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Going on the list, Jujubee. That. Do you remember Jujubee?
Yeah, Jujubee was the Korean girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like Jujubee.
Yeah.
One of the things you'll notice as this list goes on is I like most of these queens. It's usually not the case.
I like Jujubee too.
These are very likable women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Latrice Royale.
Oh, that's the star.
That is the star I think will win. I'm going to say this right now. Who do you think is going to win this entire thing?
Listen, Latrice, when it comes to like what I'm looking for in a drag queen.
Yes, what are you looking for?
She's got it.
What is it?
She's got sort of a baritone, okay. Like a deep, like chocolatey voice.
Are you saying that because she's an African American woman?
She sounds like Isaac Hayes a little bit.
She's got it. Well, she for the people that have never seen her, about 300 pounds. Is it fair to say?
She's a big girl.
She's a big person. A little bit older, 39, I'd say. Yeah, let's pause this for a second while the door is open because of a hurricane. About 300 pounds.
Around there.
Around there.
I'm gonna guess.
You didn't see this. This was revealed in season 4, her original season. She was in jail for a while.
And
she's gone through a lot. And when she first was on the show, I was not a fan of Latrice Royale. I thought she was hack. I thought she was going to be gone in 3 to 4 episodes. By the end of that season, I wanted her to win.
I just found a Tumblr called
Fuck yeah,
Latrice Royale.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, look at her. Like, that's what, like, if you want to talk about taking, like, the female gender and mm-hmm. just completely being, like, all woman.
Yep.
This is all woman. Like, there are other ones that sort of look like, they do themselves up to look sort of like, I don't know, like porn stars.
Yeah, some
is
hypersexual.
They look like trashy women.
Some is hypersexual, some is hypercamp. Some are pageants. Latrice could kind of do it all.
Latrice does fit into all of them.
She does. She's the only person in the show.
She's also the only plus-sized girl, too, which
well,
is an
Mimi
advantage.
Well, Mimi First on her original season was
pathetic.
A lot heavier.
Pathetic.
But she was a lot heavier. She's probably
trash.
Lost 50.
Get her out. Get
she
her.
Is? Well, we'll talk about that
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So Latrice Royale, I think, is the only one you'd want to drink with, party with, have brunch with. Have a counsel with. She's a good counselor. She's a coach. She's a good everything. She could fit every role, and that's why it's fascinating to me. That's Patrice Laurel as a man. You saw that, obviously.
Yeah. Her real name is Timothy Wilcox.
Big fan. She won.
And she won Miss Congeniality.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Which is nicest.
Nicest. Everyone likes her. But she just didn't have what it takes. I think she does now. Moving on. Manila Luzon. What did you remember Manila?
Like the... Is she Filipino?
Click on it.
Manila Luzon.
Yeah. Now do you remember?
She looks like Imelda Marcos. Is that sort of her?
She is fun. I like her. I don't think she's going to win.
She's.
I like her
she's
though.
She's a good one.
She's very nice. I like her. Moving on, we have Nina Flowers.
Which one is that?
See, Nina Flowers is someone I don't really know because Nina Flowers was on season 1. Not highly watched. Season 2 is when this started to kick off.
Oh, wow. She's really futuristic.
Chad Michaels' partner. Chad Michaels' partner. By the way, I don't think we clarified this. This season...
She's tatted up. Dude, she's ripped, too. Look
this
her.
Season of All Stars, they're partnered up from the first episode. So it's double elimination every single time.
Nice twist.
I don't like it.
Yeah, well, I think that they're just trying to have a shorter season.
I don't want a shorter season. I want this stretched out.
These are the all-stars,
season.
You know?
Yeah, I still want it long.
You want time with your all-stars.
I want time. I mean, I've waited for these men and women to come back, and now they're back, and now they're gone again. Not a fan.
So this one is like, looks like Boy George.
Kind of. It's more of a costumey Halloween thing.
Yeah, I kind of fuck with that. She's also fucking tatted up and ripped.
Here's my issue with this. Chad Michaels was extremely likable last season, came off as a caring figure, but Chad and Nina are friends in real life, and now there's too much confidence, and they're not taking any counsel or advice that RuPaul would give them. Stop looking. You're busy
I'm
looking
just
at the fuck
at
Latrice Royale.
Latrice Royale right now.
So you're a fan of Latrice?
Yeah, man.
Moving on. Raven. Do you remember Raven?
Okay, so Raven, I kind of remember the name.
Raven deserved to win season 2.
Really?
Raven definitely deserved to win. Instead, it went to Tyra.
Tyra. Oh, we watched the first episode of season 2.
Okay,
that guy wins.
That guy wins.
Yeah.
Tyra wins.
He has a kid.
Tyra does have a kid. Now, the problem...
I just image searched Raven, and it's just pictures of birds and one picture of Raven Simone.
Raven is awesome. Raven's had a lot of work done, and I'm a fan. I don't think she's going to win. She's the one that was nude in her. You remember that?
Oh, that was
Raven is the nude one.
I respected that choice.
Yes, I like Raven. Raven's really shown in Drag U, and I think that she'll be one of either. If she doesn't win, she'll be a runner up. I still want Latrice Royale to win.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Chanel. Do you remember Chanel?
Chanel.
I do not actually remember Chanel. Who is Chanel?
Chanel.
Fourth place season 1. See, that's another thing. Season 1. Didn't watch season 1. I apologize to the listener at home. There you go. You got some images right there. Chanel. How would you describe her look?
She sort of looks like Tammy Faye Baker.
No, I don't see that. I'm sorry. It's kind of gaudy, like Floridian drag.
Yeah,
maybe.
This isn't really doing much for me.
No, I think she'll be gone soon. And this is nothing against any of these queens. It's just there's all stars here, you know. Not everyone. Somebody's got to be the sixth man on the basketball
look
team.
At her in a blonde though. She looks completely different.
That's true. Moving on, Tammy Brown.
Tammy.
Do you remember
Brown?
Tammy Brown? I remember Tammy Brown.
Yeah. That's my other favorite one.
Yes, I agree completely. I hope Tammy Brown comes in second place. I do not think that will happen.
Keith Glenn Schubert is her name. She's 31.
Eighth place in season 1 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Tammy Brown would be...
Oh, yeah.
She
that's
looks
great.
Like a Lucille Ball, Rosie the Riveter. She's
like
fun.
She looks fucking weird, and
yeah.
I really dig that.
Yes, she's like equal parts clown, entertainer, just nutty, nutty person. They refer to her as crazy on the show multiple times in this first episode of the season. Big fan.
Is that her in real life?
Yes. Big, big, big fan.
Oh, she,
I think out of anybody...
I think she's probably the hipster.
She's the hipster contingent.
She's the hipster... Yes. She's sort of the hipster.
She is. Friends of mine, the Putterbaugh sisters, should be on tour with Tammy Brown. Bless you. You're having a sneezing fit.
I'm allergic to this cat that I live with.
Oh.
But I love him. He's killing me. It's kind of beautiful.
Are you taking anything for it?
Yeah, I take a Allegra. I actually need to take one right
how
now.
How many have you had? Like, how often do you take the Allegra?
I take it once daily.
Okay. Once daily Allegra use? Good plug.
I use, when you're looking for a good time.
Uh-huh.
Not to sneeze. It should be around the kitchen somewhere. Here. It's the CVS 24-hour anti-allergy.
Mm.
I'm a very allergic person, just as a juice.
As a juice?
A juice. I'm a Jew and I juice.
That's nice.
Okay, so...
Moving on. Tammy Brown.
So Tammy Brown...
I feel like if Tammy Brown and you can do characters together.
Yeah, Tammy Brown... Yeah, fucking crazy. Look at
Tammy Brown might just be a comic.
I want to know this story.
Yeah, let's find out about
Wikipedia.
Let's find out about Tammy Brown.
TammyBrown.net. Here's a website about...
She's got an album, apparently.
Yeah, so she's a singer.
From Texas.
From the South. That's another thing is that... What I've noticed is that... all of these, this might be stretching it, but all of these people are coming from environments where I wouldn't expect
some are
them to be, like,
some are
African American
jail.
No. I mean, let's start it again. They're African Americans, Hispanics, yeah, which there's a lot of homophobia in the Hispanic community. A lot of Southerners, yes, in this too.
Mm-hmm.
And Korean, like the Korean, yeah,
Puerto Rican. But what you're not, yes, they are from there originally, but most of them don't tend to live there anymore. Most of these people live in New York or LA now.
I'm sure.
Or like, cities in general, sharing needles from shit. From Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh isn't like a place you would expect a drag queen to come from.
But if you look at the places she performed at drag, it was like punk rock bars and stuff. So it's not that crazy. Anywhere where there's an art scene, which is almost anywhere in the world, you can find this.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan.
I just think that it's like sort of like they come from places where I don't think that they could be themselves as much.
You know what? I think we're giving them a platform for them to be themselves. Let's move on to Yara Sofia.
Yara Sofia. So she was the other
Miss Congeniality, season 3.
She's the other Hispanic one.
She's fun. I like her. I like Yara Sofia. Yara Sofia is the hardest to understand on the show. That's one of the reasons why she's so fun. She's also very confident. If you remember during her photo shoot, I think they took like 3 photos and she's like, "We got the shot." And it was one of the best shots.
And she got the shot.
She knows who she is. She's fantastic.
So, do drag queens, like, professionally, like, the best drag queens?
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Do they, like, that's what they do? They model, and then they do live appearances.
Live appearances are bread and butter.
Yeah, that's where they make them, from clubs. They, like, show up to clubs.
Pride parades and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that's why, like, now that there's a television show for this, that's a whole new thing.
This is gonna launch them.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
It's almost becoming mainstream. We're like 5 years away from like a lot of these people being household names. Pandora Box. You remember Pandora Box?
I remember because she was eliminated.
Pandora Box was my favorite on the show. No longer now, it's Latrice. Not because of her, but because of Mimi and first. Pandora Box was awesome, and she was, I think, eliminated much too early on her season, which was season 2. She's Miss Congeniality. She's a friend of the show through a friend of the show. Robin Parekia from Chicago and Pandora are friends. So she's a big Pandora Box fan. She's a cool lady. Fun, very funny. And it's really sad that now this season they're just doing these pairs because they brought on Mimi I'm First.
Oh, pathetic.
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 The worst.
Get out of town.
Why are you here? Why are you wasting our time?
This is an all-star competition.
You are not an all-star.
And they're letting this bitch.
That's right.
This pathetic piece of shit.
That's correct.
On the All-Star. I mean, she was just fodder. They needed someone to eliminate first. And then poor Box gets teamed up with
her. Box should still be there, man.
Box should still be there. But the thing is, it was like getting chosen for a team, you know?
It's kind of
like the last one picked.
It's kind of like in Major League Baseball now. There's got to be one representative from every single team.
Yeah.
Why was Mimi on first there? You couldn't get anybody else?
She was like, they needed someone that was just pathetic.
And she is pathetic. Now, here's the problem with saying all these horrible, horrible things about Mimi Amfirst. Mimi Amfirst did actually get better since her...
At being a drag queen
since she first was on the show. That's not saying much. She was eliminated very early. I think second, in fact, on her season. No one liked her. That's why she was brought on the show. When they were both eliminated, it was clear that RuPaul said, "Pandora Box, you're one of our most loved performers on Drag Race. Mimi, I'm first, you're one of our most talked about." There's a big difference in those things.
Yeah, that's... RuPaul's really poised. I mean, she's awesome. Really good at,
it's
like...
It's awesome. It's the...
I like putting stuff that way.
Yeah. There's... Yes, you know exactly where you stand with Ru. And that's why this show is great.
She's just diplomatic. She's put together. She's like, never a word out of place. I know it's like an edited show. Yeah. But like,
and World of Wonder, her production company, is editing that show.
But she just, I mean, she's coming across as really great.
Yeah, she is. Absolutely. Yeah, I am a huge fan.
I've become a fan.
All right. Fantastic. So overall, was it worth watching the show?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting. Just because, like, I find any, like, dedicated subculture to be somewhat interesting, right?
Yes, but unlike other subcultures, this one isn't against anyone.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's like...
I didn't say every subculture. I didn't say every subculture. I said a lot of subculture. For example, the punk rock movement were not mainstream music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Over the ICP, for the Juggalo stuff, we are different because and we're weird, and it's they're taking a negative and turning it into a positive thing. This is taking positives and turning it into bigger positives. I think that's a lot harder to find. No one is hurt from this at all.
That's what I think is great, because reality TV is such a sad place.
For the most part.
For the most part.
For the most part.
And then this show is really about people doing something that they really love to do.
Yeah. And I know this is going to be super, super easy to mock.
Sure.
And who cares? Like, they still do it. Both in terms of, like, being on stage and lip-syncing to someone else's song and calling that authentic art, which I think it is.
Yeah.
Versus going on stage with a guitar and like, railing against the man. I think this is equally important, and if not better, because this is a more positive message.
It's still, I guess, subversive.
Very subversive. It plays with generals.
Which is awesome.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
People are people. Dicks, no dicks. Tuck dicks, not tuck dicks. It doesn't matter. It's delightful.
Yeah.
If I have a child, I hope he or she becomes a queen, I think. That's really? I think the goal. No, just happy. I don't care. There's a lot of makeup and work involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my thing.
I can't.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. I am inspired by it.
I'm inspired by anyone that's really just doing what they want to be.
Without any excuses.
Without any excuses.
I think that's one of the things you learned from this episode. Pandora Box knew from the moment she got Mimi on first. That was a death sentence. She followed through. She said, okay.
She's a professional.
She's a professional. She wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
She didn't fake it either. Just stuck through it. She didn't suck. She knew she was going to get eliminated. Who cares? I got to do it. She bit the bullet. That's inspiring to me. I don't know why.
Well, okay, there's some funny things
from
this episode. The name of the photographer, I remember laughing at it.
It was Brandon something.
It was just like a porn
name. Yes, it was great.
It was a porn name.
His reactions were very funny as well.
Yeah, he was pretty funny.
He did not like Chad Michaels and Chanel's shoot at all.
No, they were divas.
And they did not win that challenge.
No, they didn't win.
That's correct.
Yeah, and so Chad Michaels and Chanel seem to be like the kind of like the pro.
They're both older. They've been doing this for almost 20 years. They're around a long time. And they look great. A lot of work done. Chad's obviously had a lot of work done to look like Cher, to do Cher appearances.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. Good for Cher. Or Chad.
And none of them have breast implants.
No. A lot of them use...
They're not transgender.
Alexis Mateo, when she performs, always uses fake breasts. That's one of her things.
They're cross-dressers, and they're not transgender.
They're not transgendered. I don't think any of them are. I want to say one of the queens has gone through a surgery and is now a woman, but not on this season. Not on this
like
season.
Like after the show.
Yeah, after the show aired. So it's happened before, and I don't know the rules on that. Like, I don't know if you're still technically a queen if you do that. I don't think it matters. I really don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter.
It's awesome. It's beautiful.
Just be who you want to be.
We never actually explained the show. It's a Drag Race competition.
Yeah, it's like a pretty traditional reality TV format.
There's three tiers of competitions.
Yeah.
The last tier is always a drag race.
Yeah.
The champion obviously does not have to...
Two people up for elimination.
The two people up for elimination have to lip sync for their life.
Yeah.
And they do that. And this year there's a twist because it's partners. If one of the persons lip syncing for their life doesn't think the other one is doing well, they could hit a button and do a switch out within a minute.
Yeah. Which, like, sort of a tag, like,
exactly.
Tag team wrestling.
It's interesting in that way. I don't like it. I'm not a fan yet, just because it shortens the season by a lot, and I want to watch these episodes.
Yeah, it shortens the season.
RuPaul says there are four things you need to be a good drag queen: cunt, cunning, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Those are the four aspects of being a drag queen.
Cool.
And before the drag race itself,
yeah.
Do you remember the line?
It was gentlemen.
Yeah.
Start your engines, ladies.
And may the best woman win.
And may the best woman, yeah.
That's, once again, playing with
gender.
And
so,
and finally,
are there any straight guys that are on this show?
Yes. There's not on this season, but there have been straight guys on the show, and no one believes that they're straight.
Yeah, it's just who are they kidding?
I don't know. I mean, you don't want to say, like, you're obviously... You don't want to out somebody
like,
with...
J. Edgar Hoover was a cross-dresser. There's straight guys.
There are straight guys in drag, but what do you think the percentage is? You know what I mean?
Well, maybe... I don't know if J. Edgar Hoover was straight.
It never came out if he was gay or straight.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a confirmed bachelor. It was implied that he was straight.
A gentleman of a certain persuasion.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. And they actually... Well, trace back one quick thing. And finally, the show ends with RuPaul's signature line, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else? That's a positive message.
That is a great message for kids.
Finally, you asked me if anybody, like, it doesn't really matter who's dating who. It mattered once. Last season, this amazing drag queen that had uber confidence that people either loathed or loved, usually in the same episode, was eliminated because she was cheating because her husband was providing her with dresses. So when there's like these fashion challenges, she'd have like this awesome outfit and like no one would know why. She was going to the hotel, which is like not part of the rules, and she got caught with like 6 episodes left.
Okay, so
that's the only time it's actually mattered who they're having sex with.
Do they date each other? Do they
hook some up with each other? Have, and yeah, some have. It's really
which
sad.
Which ones have?
I don't think anyone in this season has dated anybody else, but it's sad that one of the couples that was on the show, like one was season 2, one was season 3, he passed away recently. I don't know why. Like 2 weeks ago.
One of
the two queens passed away.
So that's really sad.
It is. So yeah, there's been love lost in this.
Yeah, well, that's really like, you know, you love and you lose.
You know, you gotta live. You gotta make memories.
You know, it's all about the 4 L's. It's, you know, live, laugh, learn, love,
live strong,
and fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you got a dick or a butt. Everyone should fuck.
Or a vagina.
Or a vagina.
Or, and if you don't have a vagina and you wanna be a woman,
yeah,
and you want to inhabit that gender,
yeah,
you can do it.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You can do it if that's what you want
to
do.
Everyone's at the party.
Really?
So what we're trying to say is everyone's invited to the party.
Yeah.
Watch the show.
Watch the show. It's interesting.
It is.
Like many subcultures are interesting. There's also a good documentary on called Burning. Have you heard of it?
I have not heard
on,
of Burning.
On Netflix about the gay dance craze, voguing, like in the 90s. It was like this really big thing, like the early 90s, and it was about like the whole dance, that whole
burning.
Dance scene burning. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's really cool.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
It's a good recommendation.
Good reco.
Good. Good job.
For this podcast.
And then finally, plugs. You have a show tomorrow, the day before Halloween, October 30th.
Yeah,
maybe
a show.
Maybe. You do.
Yeah. Is this gonna go up?
This goes up today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter at Adam's Thoughts. Adam's Thoughts.
Your show tomorrow night.
There's a show at the Dunes tomorrow night that I'm going to be doing.
There you go.
I'm a frequent guest and friend of the show, You, Me, Them, Everyone podcast.
Everybody.
Everybody. Gonna get the name. Also, I want to plug Grizzly Man, the Werner Herzog documentary.
Yeah.
It's just really interesting.
It's fun.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's good for a rainy, hurricane-y day.
Yeah, and just stay safe, America, D.C., and East Coast. And friend of the show, You, Me, Them, Everyone podcast.
Everybody.
Everybody. Gonna get the name. Also, I want to plug Grizzly Man, the Werner Herzog documentary.
Yeah.
It's just really interesting.
It's fun.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's good for a rainy, hurricane-y day.
Yeah, and just stay safe, America, D.C., and East Coast. And friend of the show, You, Me, Them, Everyone podcast.
Everybody.
Everybody. Gonna get the name. Also, I want to plug Grizzly Man, the Werner Herzog documentary.
Yeah.
It's just really interesting.
It's fun.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's good for a rainy, hurricane-y day.
Yeah, and just stay safe, America, D.C., and East Coast. It's Brandon, do you have anything you want to leave me with?
Yeah, you have cunning, uniqueness, nerve, and talent in spades. I'm proud of you, Adam.
Thanks, man.
Latrice Royale, I think it's a safe bet for betting people out there. Latrice Royale, let's go, Latrice.